Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 57 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. How you guys doing out there in podcast land? Are you ready for a week here?
This Saturday episode 57. Morning. I'm sorry?
Episode 57.
It is episode 57. The Saturday morning broadcast on the Fox Network, the Fox affiliates all around the country.
I got a top 10 for you this week. It's going to blow the house down, blow the roof off the joint, whatever you want to say. We're going from around the country. This is now the After PWI Top 10 of the TV Dads Wrestling Universe.
Allow me to interject before you, defecate all over the listening audience of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Just be forewarned, this is a tabloid reporter, someone who works for the Clown Union, who's just fucking...
No.
This is not a reputable source. Let me finish my dialogue, and then by all means, you can defecate away, sir.
Public defecation? I'm not into public defecation. This list is given to me. And as far as the Clunion, sir, the Clunion. Yeah. I think you know a little more about that than I do.
Nah, not at all, man. That's all you do.
He's embarrassed to be a clown. It's nothing wrong with being a clown, man. It's just, grease paint in the wrong hands. You don't never know what you're going to get.
So what's the top 10 this week in tabloid land?
Well, it's funny. This week, coming in at number 10, has worked his way up down in Dallas Championship Wrestling, which is owned by J.R. Ewing. And in Haiti, Grady from Haiti, you know that, in our developmental territories, we have the worker man, James Evans, slowly making his way back up after all the emotional things he's been through with the Duke of Chicago, JJ, and his best buddy,
Cry me
the real life Charles
River.
Women, the world's real Charles Ingalls. But he's making his way back up. He's getting up and he's coming in it. And matter of fact, him and a man named Big Jack Sullivan are tag teaming in a Detroit area, and they're called the Working Class Heroes. I don't know if this is true or what, because it's a masked man, but it reminds you of those golden days where it was Charles and James against the world.
This is me rolling my eyes on my phone.
You can roll them all you want, but those...
Your boys can't whip him. He's barred from professional wrestling. He's not allowed to be a part of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
He's
a fucking criminal.
He's barred from TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
I just said that with my mouth.
Yeah, but he's not barred from everywhere. And number 9, we have Bo Duke coming his back up, Beauregard. At number 8, we have Stashbird making some victories.
Finally, someone with some athletic prowess on your top 10 list.
Right. He made some victories in Vancouver and did so in France. I believe he was in some sort of match with the Killer Mimes, which is
the Killer Mimes. I've actually read about them online.
Yes, that's the handstanding. They grab each other's hands and do like a five-man cartwheel at one time. Do matches at the Eiffel Tower and so forth. With all this Clunion stuff going on, and plus the little, the LPWU, the Little People's Workers Union. Number 7, now this is where it gets... Now remember, this is an international... Keep in mind, guys, that the PWI Top 10 is international. This is not just linked to TV Dad Wrestling Federation. But at number 7, we have an interesting development. George Lopez has ranked up his way. He has won some of the former titles, South American titles. And at number 6, we have El Emprega, if I'm saying it correctly, the Lightning, Ricky Ricardo at number 6.
Weren't they a tag team back in the day?
Yes, they were. The Mighty, Mighty Luchadors. And they broke up and then...
Oh, they were the Landscapers. I remember them.
Whatever you want to call them, they're good wrestlers,
the
man.
Deadly Landscapers.
Right, whatever, man. But number 5 is the world's middleweight champion. The middleweight champion of the world is the Psycho Badger. At number 4, which I found, because he doesn't hold a world title, but he is the self-proclaimed judge, jury, and executioner.
I have heard about this.
Of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. And what's going on is we have clowns and midgets having full-fledged war in the streets. They obviously, the heroic sheriff that we have, the sheriff of the TVDWF, is Andy Griffith. And Winslow, his loyal partner.
The racist. I know all about him.
They've gone... Winslow's a black guy. What are you talking
he
about?
He works for him. It's like his slave or something. It's a weird dynamic. I'm
no,
not a fan.
It's not at all. They've been partners for years. And because Barney, the knife fife. I mean, why do you think they call him?
Can you get to the point?
The drooling jackal of wrestling. Everybody should know.
You're telling me number four is Gwynn. That's what you said to me. And
they
call
him the
reason,
knife because he stabbed Barney.
What the fuck is your point?
Andy
number
foot.
Four is Gwynn. So what are we doing?
Yeah, well, I just find it odd that this man is a hide of a recognized world's middleweight champion, a world title. Call it middleweight, whatever. It's still one of our world title belts. How would he be higher? And he's also a sergeant. He's also the judge. He's over the legal proceedings with Ingles and Perot. At number three, we have Disco Demond Wilson, Lamont Sanford, if you will. The Dancing on Sunshine.
Dancing on Sunshine.
The Voodoo
living
Child.
The dream, if you will.
Yes, living the dream, the Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix of wrestling. Demond Wilson, I'm very happy for him.
Huge fan favorite.
Yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
Loves him.
Who wouldn't? At number two, we have naturally recognized, as usual, the world's television champion, which would be Mr. Brady, your gorgeous George of wrestling, so to speak, of the TV Dads Federation. I do see a parallel there. At number one, we still have the uncrowned, although he won it fair and square like three times, the real life Charles Ingles. And I did get that email. He wants to be known as the real life Charles Ingles so that people do not mistake him for Michael Landon.
Are you done now?
I'm done with this.
Okay,
that's
number one, the fucking guy is barred from pro wrestling. Number two, he doesn't even have email. Like, he doesn't even know how to use a fucking computer. Fact of life. Number three, he's turning butter.
Probably doesn't.
Can I speak? You spoke. Right now, he's turning butter on his jerked-off farm with the drug addict tool man guy, and this is who you... Oh, he's the number one athlete. Let me speak.
He's number one athlete in all of the world, and I love him so much.
Man. Can I speak? Can I speak? I guess I can't speak. God. No, tabloid reporter, you go ahead. I'll wait for you.
So the tabloid pal, I'm just reading the thing on here. This guy's whipped everybody, and he's not on the list. But the thing you said about Tim Allen's not on the ranch. Tim Allen is vacant.
The irony of the whole thing is, you're talking about whipping people. I know that this transvestite hooker is into, like, S&M. I'm aware of this, but this is, like, supposed to be a show for children, frankly. And I don't appreciate that you're introducing these X-rated... I don't know, cavalcade reality situations to our listeners. Now, if you don't mind, the official top five of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. Ladies and gentlemen, in the number five position, returning back from the dead, if you will, it is the Duke, J.J. Evans.
The Duke of Chicago. I'm glad we hear that.
Yeah, he's back. He's doing his thing. The number four position, the giant, the judge, the jury, the executioner of professional wrestling, Frederick Gwynn.
9 feet tall, man.
Now, Johnny Mack calls him Herman Munster. I would never do that.
I'm tired of being... I don't want to live in fear. So what?
I don't want to live in fear.
No, because, dude, have we not been out here when somebody even mentioned the name Herman Munster and got, I'm talking fans, he took that crippled kid and chokeslammed him through the table.
Can I cut you off for a moment?
That broke one of our tables.
No, may I cut you off for a moment? I apologize.
Go ahead.
I would like the record to reflect that I would never refer to the judge or the giant as Herman Munster. That is Johnny Zero.
Well, so what? Fuck him.
In the number three position, the current middleweight champion of the world, the Psycho Badger.
Yes. Great wrestler.
Nah. He's the son of a Nazi. Not a fan.
The guy just went off. Judging by his own merits, dude.
John, this is my list. Stop talking. Two position is the one and only, the some say immortal, Stashburg. A fantastic... fantastic specimen of physical capability. Now, number two is tied on the top five official TV Dads wrestling list. I don't know if you know that.
No.
The other number two is the fantastic, some say perhaps the greatest athlete in all of professional wrestling today, the never defeated Golden Stash himself, Mr. Selleck.
So you're putting the Golden Stash at number one?
No, Tom Selleck's tied for number two with Stashburg.
But that would technically mean the both.
They're both number two contenders for the number one position held by the only world heavyweight champion in TV Dads wrestling today, the TV champion himself,
absolutely,
the Iceberg, the greatest actor in the United States of America today, Mr. Brady.
The precious star of Titanic 2.
You know, I wish you would stop bringing that up. I told you specifically it's very sensitive for him. I don't know why you wouldn't respect that situation.
It's fine, man.
It's very sad.
Well, I'm just trying to get a bootleg copy, you know what I mean? Like,
ladies and gentlemen, if you take your attention to ringside at this time, from the great fighting city of Chicago, this is the Duke of Chicago, J.J. Evans.
Yes. Yes, he is. And his arm, his... Wow, his entourage is coming out with him. I don't... Wow, there's a guy coming out here with Liberty Spikes, and that looks like a Warriors movie coming out here. Streets of Fire.
Now, I don't know if J.J. has gotten bigger.
Skip New York.
But as he gets up on the ring apron, he steps over the top rope.
Yes, he is.
Stepping over the top rope.
I kind of like the way he glided in. I mean, there's a lot of fluidity there. He's a big athlete. I mean, this is not the skinny J.J. of the good times fame.
Although, of yesteryear.
We all love him.
Ladies and gentlemen, his opponent, the one, the only, the world's television champion himself,
champion.
The Iceberg, Mr. Michael Burritti.
Unbelievable. Is the rest of his crew coming
now
out?
That's an entourage. They're wearing their golden clothing, if you will. They're little tiny.
Oh, man, it's guys in thongs. I don't want to see that.
They're throwing gold powder into the crowd.
What the fuck?
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That is your world's television champion.
It smells musty in here.
They're bringing me the belt. I'm going to hold it up. Hold on. I'm getting... Oh, look at that. The world television championship strap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you do. Is he letting you hold it now?
Yes, 10 pounds of silver and gold.
And the red with the pink.
With the red strap.
Yes, the magenta.
Some say pink.
Some say
I say
magenta.
It's red.
It's magenta. You're a mangenta. You got it, man. What the fuck? And they're pulling him out there on the... Dude, man, come on, man. What's up with the baby? Do you need baby oil, too? Like, what the fuck is this?
Why are you jealous? Why are you so
jealous? I'm not
jealous.
I just know there's a certain... Bill Bixby is missing, and, you know, and we'll talk about that later. But let's get to the ring. Let's go do it. Let's get to...
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a 10-minute time limit for the World Television Heavyweight Championship.
Now, look, just getting to the match. Tale of the tape. You got to understand, dude, that... you know, the Duke of Chicago has a definite height, size, and strength.
The guy was a cyborg 2 months ago. He's not even a human being anymore.
No, man, that was tattoo in there, man. That was somebody associated with something. That's where Ross Perot's been at.
Somebody, something, somewhere. What are you, Macho Man? Ooh,
no,
yeah.
It's true.
Ooh, somebody, yeah. Sometime.
Yeah, we missed that guy. We missed the Triple B, man. I mean, wish he was here now, but they're circling around the ring. They're gonna get it on now. They're locking up in the middle of the ring. Collar double tie up. Looks like Dukes of Chicago's getting the obvious power advantage. Bringing him back to the corner. Trying to get... Give him a clean break
and
there.
And Brady slaps him across the face and goes
no!
under the bottom rope.
Oh, no!
Under the bottom rope.
Oh, no. And he slips out of the ring.
Mocking! The Duke of Chicago.
Well, listen, he's got the entourage here. You got to understand, this is post-apocalyptic James Walker Jr., the original JJ.
Do you see what I'm doing?
Yeah. Let's call. Can you just call the match?
Television Championship for everyone to see.
Can you do your due diligence, sir?
This is Brady's belt, so we're clear.
Yeah. It matches your robe. I get it. You got your robe, your magenta robe with the diamond-crusted and the monocle and the... I get it, man.
The Duke goes outside the ring himself. He's chasing after Brady, who slides back into the ring and breaks the count.
Yes, he does.
Now the Duke is on the apron, and Brady catches him, and he... Oh, my goodness, a slingshot the front of his neck off of the top rope.
Oh, wow.
And the Duke of Chicago's on the ring floor.
On the ring floor. Unbelievable. Gets back up. And he's going after Brady again. He catches Brady with a body shot. Throws Brady back in the ring. Now Duke of Chicago is going to the top rope. Jimmy Walker coming across with a flying leg line.
Oh, and he hits it.
Flying leg line.
The champion.
How often do you see somebody doing a leg line off the top rope? I've never seen that. He's got to go for a cover here. One, two. Oh, he slips out of the ring again. Brady slips
under
out of the
ring. Bottom rope.
Yes.
Under the bottom. That's what the champion does. He...
Yes,
he breasts and he protects that championship.
And what is he doing? He's complaining about the Franz in the front row that they stink.
He's saying that his hair was pulled by the Duke of Chicago before he did that flying lariat-like thing.
Yeah, yeah. But he's also complaining to the front row about the front row stinking, that they smell.
Well, John, you got to call a spade a spade. That smells so good.
I mean, what does that say to the people in Chicago? I don't.
We're not in Chicago.
I mean,
these are just the fans that travel behind the Duke.
The Duke of Chicago is in your heart, man.
Duke is on the top rope. Yeah. He jumps onto the ring floor, double axe handle across the champion's back.
Yes, he did. He got him. Got him.
My
Nailed
goodness.
Down.
He picks the champion up. He rolls him into the ring.
Yes, he does.
One of the bodyguards comes over and kicks the Duke in the back of the knee.
Who are the bodyguards?
Well, those are the gentlemen who bring him out in the golden thong, sir.
Dude, they all have stashes on. There's one guy here that has a mask on, vice guard, and he's got a stash over top of his mask guard. That's not real.
Now, he definitely bought the champion some time, because by kicking him in the back of the knee, he slowed JJ down considerably. JJ gets on the top rope. The champion catches him. No, he picks him up for a type of a press. And the weight collapses the champion. JJ's on top.
One, two. No. Has he got it?
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was over. I thought the world.
I thought he did, too. That was very, very close.
Very close.
Very close. All right. He's got him back up over top. He's looking around for a front face lock. He's still trying
JJ
to wear the man down.
JJ in direct control of this match
so far. He's got him in trouble. He's got him in trouble. Now, he knows that the bodyguards outside the ring are obviously working for the Bloody Stash crew. And if you guys don't know that, you got to listen to our other episodes. Unbelievable, these people. And he's picking him up. And it's straight up a standing implant DBT. Flying DDT.
He
right
covers
there.
Him. But no, the bodyguard is bothering the referee. No one's counting.
No one's counting. He's got him.
One, two, three, four.
You can say what you want about the real-life Charles Ingles, the frontiersman.
Now, JJ
wrestling.
Gets up, and he's
this
trying to get the referee's attention.
He's trying to get him. He's trying to, hey, ref, what's going on? Now he gets him behind, and it's Brady rolls him back over. He's grabbing
one,
the tights.
Two, kicks out.
Hey. Oh, kick out. Got it. Almost schoolboyed him there from behind. Now he's raked something across the eyes. He's got JJ, a much, much taller man, a consummate professional, probably never given his due as a wrestler. And I noticed you said something about his acting. I want to tell you something. I believe Jimmy Walker was a great wrestler. A great actor. He's picking up JJ. He's got him up in the air.
He collapses again from the weight of JJ.
Oh, my God. He's got him.
One, two, three.
Oh, no. JJ wins.
Ladies,
are you kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner and new World Television Champion, the Duke of Chicago.
James. The Duke of Chicago. James Evans Jr. Jimmy Walker Jr. James Walker Jr. Unbelievable. Still a world champion. Still a world champion. And yet, you don't have to have tattoo fighting in fucking cyborg suits. I can't believe that. What an upset, dude. Vex. Yo. Bro. Where'd you go? Where's the belt at? The fuck are you doing? Yo, man. Yo. Yo. I'm taking the fucking mic with me. Fuck that. Yo, where you going, dude? You got a job to do over here. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, this here, the Buffalo body is taking the microphone here. Mr. John Azil, the desk is vacant now. Where is the World Television Bell for the new champion?
That's
the world
right.
Now?
That's cool, Mr. Bookman, but I don't understand. Is he lathering himself up in the ring with Mr. Brady?
Where
and
is the World
that's pretty...
Television champion the belt now? Now, the boy had done won the match. The belt, we knew the belt was here, John Azil. I am at the desk.
Yep.
Where is the bell? Where is the co-host of this program? What is happening, John Azil?
I really don't know. He's always been BSC. He's sponsored
what are you,
by... He's got a sponsor ever since that sponsorship deal by the Bloody Stash Clothing Corporation. And
now, boy, what I'm talking about here, we done won the match there. The fair and the square. In the square. And we did it. It won. Well, the championship belt is going to take it back to Bookman Enterprises.
I have no idea, brother.
This here the time here.
Hey, that was not licensed to me. That's with him. He went out with the up there, and I saw him celebrating the ring in the.
Now, security now. They're coming here to get the microphone out. The bell. The bell is not here. And I'm going to sanction it. We're going to find the the people who work for the TV Dads Wrestling Federation podcast, if you do not turn over the championship belt very soon, Johnny Zero, you're going to pay a fine.
Oh, I don't I'm know, not paying no
You ain't in cahoots with this bald man with here, no, and the belt be gone out.
I got my own contract, man. I don't have nothing to do with that. That's what the BSC. He's out there with he's probably out there sniffing Brady's boots.
Brady has absconded. The third is not in the building now. The Duke of the World television champion of the world now.
He did mention to me, though, that he does want to market stash pins. Meaning they're like hairpins.
Boy, I swear you're talking lies and you're spreading the controversy now.
What are you talking about? You're sitting right here too. Look at him dancing around.
The white devil has absconded with the black man's world television championship strap now.
Brother,
this is not right.
I'm the guy that's here cheering.
You saw it on the television. Everybody, the people see that. This is the new world television champion, J.D. Evan. You do not have a belt, so I apologize now. Well, you're gonna have to go to the commercial of the regular here.
Vex went off to do it. Well, we'll just have to take look. Tell you what, since he's not here, we'll go to commercial break, and then we'll find it on commercial break.
Hey, are you tired of real doors cluttering up your house where you open them and you actually go somewhere and you go into another room? Get on down to Real Fake Doors. That's us. Fill a whole room up with them. See, watch. Check this out. Won't open. Won't open. Not this one. Not this one. None of them open. FakeDoors.com is our website, so check it out for a lot of really great deals on fake doors.
Welcome back to episode 57, folks. I have no idea where my co-host Vex is. Hey, Book, we get out of here. Maybe he's with the BSC. I have no idea. He's doing those mustache pin commercials. I have no idea. We can't find him. He's taking the belt. I have no idea where he's going to be at. I'm going to have to carry the show here, folks. Stay with me, and I got no problem with it. We're going to try and get some input here from the BSC and the bloody mustache girl. Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. Hello?
John.
What's up, dude? Where the fuck are you, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you at?
Okay, listen. Listen. It's very obvious to everyone involved.
What?
That the bloody stash crew had the belt stolen from them in the ring, you know, because JJ had he was cheating, you know, John? And I had to get the belt away. I had to save it.
Bro,
because
bro.
It's Mr. Brady's belt, John.
What the fuck?
I'm in the back. I'm underneath, like, the innards of the building, and I have the belt. It's safe, John. I have it. It's with me. I have the TV
chip. It's not your belt, dude. You need to get the fuck out of there. What the fuck are you doing? We have a job to do, man.
I'm doing my job. I gotta tell you, like they were trying to cheat the world TV champion. Like, everybody knows the Iceberg's the greatest wrestler today.
He lost the match, man. That's our job is, you know, we're just here.
No, I had to get the belt away, though, because they were going to steal it from him, you know?
What? Why does your mouth sound muffled? Are you wearing that fake mustache?
Yes.
Oh, my God, dude. This is crazy.
Nobody knows who I am, because I got the fake mustache on. They're just like, oh, there's Mr. Brady with the belt there, you know?
I think people know who you are, buddy.
Dude, come on.
I think we're both pretty recognizable.
No, I got the wig, I got the mustache, I got the whole thing. And I'm telling you, it looks like I'm Mr. Brady, and I got the TV championship, and I got in the back, and I'm underneath the dressing rooms right now.
Bro, you know it's fucking cold under there, right?
Yeah, I'm figuring that out.
I mean, like, you might want to just come back out and get back on the
air. I might leave the belt here, you know, and then come back out and try to finish the show.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Are you fucking with me?
This is some serious shit, man. Like, they tried to rob the world television championship. Like, dude, that's fucked up, man.
Bro,
they tried to rob him on television.
Bro, just get
it was black guys and they were armed.
Dude,
and they tried to rob him.
Just get the fuck out of there, dude, and stay the fuck out of shit that you don't want to do. Remember, this isn't fucking regular wrestling, dude. This is TV Dad's wrestling. And it's real.
Are
fake.
I'm going to leave the belt here and I'm going to work my way back now. If I show up and I look just like Mr. Brady, just act, you know, nonchalant. Like, don't freak out.
I don't give a shit with the Iceberg thinks. Iceberg and Titanic 2. I don't give a shit about that. You need to get your ass out of there. Get back up here to the table,
John,
man. Come on.
Don't say things you don't mean. It's very disrespectful.
What are you talking about, dude? You have to...
who that there? What about it?
John, I gotta go.
It's Bookman. Bubble Butt. Oh, shit, folks. Fuck. Where's my buddy at? Do I need to go, like, back there and look for him? I have no idea. This man is so enamored with Michael Brady. I have no idea. I really feel sorry for him, actually. I mean, he's wearing magenta. I mean, I don't know if you've seen Vex lately, but the magenta with the red... here we go. Yeah, let me get the phone here. Hello?
This isn't correct. collect call from the state institution. Will you accept the charges from prisoner number
15-19-18-4?
Yes, sure.
Whoa! Is this Johnny Zero?
Yeah, of course it is.
Johnny, I am a political prisoner. This is Ronald McDonald calling in on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation to prove my case. John, I've been abducted by the police, John. It's a very... Oh, it's awful. Thank you so much for accepting charges.
How do we even know which Ronald McDonald you are? There's a bunch of them.
No, and you got
an army of bros little clowns, too. What the hell are you doing out there? You're killing people. You in the Little People's Workers Union. What's going on?
No, John.
What is the state of the clown midget war?
John, this is a recorded line with the state. So I have to stress to you that I have broken no laws in any capacity at all with the clown union or anything else like that.
Look, man, I don't care. At this point, you know, it's the Clunion.
The thing of it is, I've been incarcerated for about 5 days now, you know, and it's not good here for a clown, John.
What are you in for, pal? I don't...
Oh, my God, the attempted murder, the firebombing, the launching of corpses from the catapult.
I was there. I had to save a little girl from a collapsing building, man. I mean, almost, you know, like, what? How can you possibly say that you're not responsible for this?
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? Fuck with me all you want. Don't fuck with little girls, man.
I can understand why you would say this, but I want to
little
stress,
kids in general, you know?
Thank you for giving me a platform at this time. I want to stress to everyone listening to TV Dodge Wrestling Podcast that I was an accountant, if you will, for the McDonald's Corporation for many, many years. And then after that, I had gotten a short-term professional, if you will, debut in the Wrestling Federation. Mm. Everybody knows I was the tail in that giant monstrosity of an athlete.
Are you talking about Disney, or are you talking about the Gimpzilla?
The Gimpzilla, John.
You were the tail. That means you were with the little people. You were on the midget side. And then when they hit the whiplash, you fell through the suit. Now your tune is all changed. You've caught lying on professional television.
I'm not lying. I'm trying to give you a timeline is to prove to you that I wasn't even in the country when they had that whole thing go down, when everyone died and the children were burned alive. It wasn't even I, sir. I mean, people can wear my makeup and they can appear to
be
me.
Do you know children are dead?
I have heard that, yes.
I mean, like, this is not a joke, man.
I don't know why you're laughing. It's a very serious matter indeed. I mean, you were there. Frankly speaking, since I was in Paris at the time of this whole catastrophe, technically you're more guilty than I am because you were on site, and this is a recorded line with the state, and I would like them to reflect on this in the future.
That's no problem with me. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the one that saved the little girl from the falling building side when you're launching midgets and clowns. I saw the Bozo the Clown. I saw Bozo 27. I saw Bozo 28. I saw the killer mimes chasing Jim Varney down the street. Do you have any commentary about that? What was the deal with you and Jim Varney, and how did that involve the midgets of Gimpzilla and Gimposaurus? Please.
The sad state of affairs is that I'm a political prisoner being held against my will because of crimes against the state and innocent people who are bystanders. And the truth of the matter is that I was in Paris, France at the time. You can check my passport. It shows this. I was not on U.S. soil when they had this catastrophe.
So you're saying you were at the Eiffel Tower match with the killer mind. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying I was at the match per se, but no. I was definitely not in the country at that time, and now I'm being framed. I gotta tell you, the whole thing is being run by that awful Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis is the center of all this. He's a bastard on wheels, and this person is happy that I'm in jail. Thank God you accepted the charges on your program, so I can tell the people that Jerry Lewis is with the heckler.
He's with the heckler, Dick Van Dyke.
Orchestrated the entire thing. They manipulated all of these little people into a fever frenzy to bring the prices down so Bookman can start his own wrestling federation all in the blood of these clowns.
And that would be all right. We were okay with outlaw promotions and territories and underground and indie and all that. But what I'm trying to say is, how come you were being paid the league minimum salary? And that this is just on paper. This is not me saying this. I have no saying it. And 11 other little people were being paid the same exact money that you were, Ronald. Can you explain that to us? And that's what they're mad about.
Now,
Little people's rights.
As I had stressed previously, I'm an accountant that used to work for the McDonald's Corporation for many, many years.
You didn't answer my question.
When I signed my personal contract to appear as an athlete in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation, of course I took care of myself. Now, how can I speak on someone else's contract when it's got nothing to do with me?
Well, I mean, that's a good point, but it's causing a war. People are dying. I mean, every of our outlaw territories, our developmental territories in the Alliance altogether are being ravaged with this. I mean, this is like, I mean,
frankly
the president's going to call in the National Guard at some point.
Frankly speaking, you're being obtuse, sir. I have to tell you
being obtuse.
That I'm a political prisoner being held against my will by the state under the tyranny and the awful deeds. Can I finish my thought, please? The tyranny and the awful deeds of one Jerry Lewis, who's exploited the little people with the blood of the clowns. They've started the Bookman Wrestling Alliance, and that is our issue.
Well, I just want to. I hear you.
You're trying to silence me, Johnny.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking you. Were you paid league minimum and the rest of the 11 men? It takes 12 people to make up Gimpzilla. Right? The gimps. You have 12 midget gimps in the gimp suits. And 11...
You're not listening. I just answered the question. I can't speak on someone else's contract. I just said it.
I'm asking, did you make more than... Okay, then you're
I don't
not
know what they
anything.
Made. Of course I made league minimum. I was here. I was an athlete.
Right.
That was many, many moons ago. Before I was framed for murder and catastrophes and things of that nature, sir.
The rest of it was split 11 ways between them.
How is that my problem?
They were paid as one person.
You know, they're dead, and here I am incarcerated for crimes against humanity, things I just didn't
do. Well, you've been poisoning people for years. Give me a break, man. I had to save a little. Like I said, I had to save a little girl. I mean, I'm sorry where you're at, man. We're just gonna have to see how this works out.
Your call lasts one more minute.
All right, Ronald, would you like to say anything else to the people out there?
In conclusion, Johnny, thank you so much for giving me this platform to express myself on the TV Dodge Wrestling Federation, especially on the Saturday morning broadcast. I know it's the most popular. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to Twitter and go to Facebook and go to all social media. Free Ronald McDonald. Hashtag free Ronald McDonald. We got Meek Mills out of prison last year, and this year we're going to free Ronald McDonald. I'm a political prisoner.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back with you, folks.
Hey, everybody. So this is my house. Just made a sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly. Still here. Still selling fake doors.
What?
Oh, my God. It's still the commercial.
We have fake doors like you wouldn't believe. What are you worried about? Come get fake doors. Call us up and order some fake doors today. Don't even hesitate. Don't even worry. And don't even...
All right, I'm bored. Change it.
Wait, Rick. Hold on.
Give it a second thought. That's our slogan. See it on the bottom of the screen below our name. Here's another slogan right below that one. What are you worried about? Come get fake doors. Get in here quick. Get out quicker with the arm of fake doors in your arm. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 57 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, returning with Johnny Zero.
The People Zero. Yo, dude, where the hell you been, man? You sounded like some kind of, like, crackhead under, like, what's going on with you in this mustache business, man?
I'm sorry, I was at the restroom. What do you mean exactly, sir?
The phone call when you called in.
What phone call? I don't know what you speak on. Please advise us what you're speaking about,
bro,
sir.
Bro, you took the World TV belt, you went to the...
Did you say that I took the World TV belt? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you had it here at the table, right here in the desk in front of all these thousands of people.
That's true. I'll give you that.
But that Mr. Brady left you with, which it smells of, of baby oil and, like, glitter. And you called me, man. We were worried about you. Bookman was here. Everybody. I mean, like, you know, where you been?
Ah, yes, Bookman. The evil
Buffalo Butt.
Evil Bookman.
Well, I mean, that Chi-Town Heat Wrestling, I mean...
I gotta tell you, we have things to discuss that are very upsetting.
Yeah.
If indeed, and I do not sign off on this definitively, mm-hmm. I do not agree with the synopsis, I'm going to go to the commissioner, I want to have the tape pulled, I want to look at everything, but if indeed the Duke of Chicago is the new world television champion...
Yeah, I saw
Do you know
it.
What that means?
You were there with me.
Do you know what that means?
I guess that means he's going to be a contender for, he's the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship.
You're exactly right. In 2 weeks, when we have the Battle of the Belts, whoever goes up to face him, it's actually Lamont Sanford, if you remember correctly.
Absolutely.
Disco is the last man standing.
Wilson. living on a dream, man.
And the irony is, he beat the last man standing, and he became the last man standing.
Yes.
And he was to face Mr. Brady, yes. which there's no way he was going to win
and,
that.
And this is the last man standing. I mean, remember, I mean, I wouldn't call him a heel, per se, but, I mean, this guy's been on a, you know, he's been on a...
A mean streak, if you will.
Oh, unbelievable, man. I mean, like, he's demanding all his matches are last man standing, literally. I don't really know what's going on with that, but you know, how do you what was the phone call? Like, what the hell's going on, man? Come on, tell us.
I don't understand what you're saying.
We got a telephone call from you. We can replay it on the air.
I mean, sure, we can pull the tape if you want.
Where did you go? We were in the middle of the match.
Are you sure that it was I who had called in directly?
It sounded like you, buddy. I don't know. I'm doing my job. I don't.
Well,
you know.
I don't know what you speak of. I'm not saying that you're incorrect in your assessment. But again, I want to take it back to more important matters.
I'm saying personally. I mean, like, you know, we have a certain relationship with the TV Dad Wrestling universe out there, the fans. And, like, what happened to you? You know, you can tell me, kind of, what happened?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Throw on your lip. Wipe that off.
Coming to the ring.
Looks like.
Captain Kangaroo wearing his custom double leather jacket. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the captain comes down. He's looking glorious.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Is that spirit gum on your lip there? With hair?
All right. Do you have a herpy that you're trying to share with me? Is like, what exactly are we discussing
I'm seeing pieces of a mustache that are on your lip like the old Vavilion days. Like, what is that all about?
Very painful that you're bringing these things up.
Well, that's what... You're going to have to hear the replay.
And his opponent, the last man standing... The former Tool Man.
Tim Taylor. Tim Allen.
He looks angry, John.
He does look.
He's running up the aisle. He's jumping right into the ring and going right to work on poor Mr. Captain Kangaroo here.
Oh, my God. Kangaroo is taking a pounding here. Body shots after body shot.
I guess the match has now begun,
and
sir.
He's got him down. And look, oh, my God, man, I think he broke his ribs. This guy's already spitting up blood. He's standing back in the corner. He's going back to the corner. Referee's counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, Kangaroo's getting to the ropes. He's getting up. Oh, and a knee lift right to the head. Oh, my God, dude. And it looks like he's busted open part of that jacket. Oh, another one. And he's just nailing. He's got his head in the corner of the second turnbuckle.
This
unbelievable.
Isn't even fair.
1, 2.
Not even a match.
The referee's not. He's giving up. Is this the Tim Allen that you know? I don't
know.
No,
it isn't. It really isn't.
I have no idea.
I mean, obviously he's smoking the wacky tobacco or the crack or something.
I don't know. He's got a trim facial hair. I don't know where that's coming from, but he's just beating this guy to pulp. He's bringing him up again. Stands him up in the air. With a military press, drops him in. Oh, right on the face. Captain Kangaroo
That's
writhing
so
in pain.
Vicious. And he doesn't even want to pin him. He just keeps torturing.
It's a last man standing match. It's Tim
How
Allen
does that
rules.
Work? What are the rules? I don't even know the rules.
Well, the rules are they demand he can't stand. It's like a boxing match. If he's not able to stand up by the count of 10, the match is over.
But he keeps picking him up. John, he can't stand anymore.
I think he's enjoying it. I think he's enjoying it. Maybe it's a rebellion against this this clown midget war. I mean, like, this thing is it's not just TV Dad's wrestling. I mean, even though normally the most of them are preliminary wrestlers, right? This is taking on the streets. I mean, I don't know where Tim Allen's head's at. I really don't know. He whips him into the ropes and a flying clothesline. Oh, he ripped that jacket. And now we know where. But, and Henry Winkler, poor Henry Winkler, as I know, has gone to Tibet to find his inner Fonz or whatever. The war is just going on. He picks up Captain Kangaroo. He's wrapping around with a butterfly suplex over the top. Got him down. Puts the knee across the head. Stands back to the corner. He's just, look how cocky he is. 1, 2, 3.
This is wrong.
4, 5, 6, 7. 8.
He breaks
Kangaroo.
The count. He breaks the count. He stops the ref.
Kangaroo's gotten up. Yes, he is. And oh, my God. Tim Allen coming again with the knees right to the head again in the other corner. Oh, my God. Now he's picking him up, and he's setting him on the top rope. Last man standing, Tim Allen, going to the top rope with it. No, he's looking to the – what's he doing? What are you doing, man? He's going up to the top rope, not the second rope, for the superplex, it looks like. I mean, what do you –
Does it look like that to you? It looks like he's going up the top. Oh, my God. And he hit it. Oh, my God. The guy's down. Captain Kangaroo's out, man. And he's going to the rope. He's putting his elbow on the ring rope and looking at his wristwatch. Dude, does that sound like the Tim Allen we know?
No, it does not.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. He's getting his... He's bringing him up by his hair. Unbelievable. He's got Captain Kangaroo up.
Tim Allen breaks the fucking count.
Yes, he does, man. Yes, he does. And he's giving another... Oh, my God. Right a jaw. Right to his jaw, dude. This guy is done. And Captain Kangaroo is falling out of the ring. Now Tim Allen running around the ring. He's doing push-ups in the ring. The last man standing.
And the other guy's barely standing. He's not even a match.
He's stumbling. Whoa! Kang's getting close to us, dude. What the fuck? Captain Kangaroo, I have no idea. Tim Allen in the ring now has taken off his jacket. On the back it says Revenge for Winkler. On the back of his, do you see that? Or is my eyes bad? Do I need glasses? Captain Kangaroo is getting into the ring, and he has been hit in the midsection by Tim Allen, and Tim Allen's going to bring it in the hard way. Over the top of the suplex, he's got it over. Hits him down, and he's going, again, going back to the ring ropes. Going back to the corner. One, two, three, four, five. Now he's pulling him up again.
Oh, the humanity.
He is pulling him back again. You're like, oh,
now,
my God.
Aren't there rules? Shouldn't the referee stop this match in some capacity,
I
sir?
I really don't know. I didn't. This is a new thing. I don't know. The last man standing has his own rules for his match. He's a vicious competitor. He's been shortchanged here, apparently, as far as he perceives it, which I can understand. One of the better workers in our business. And, he's taking Captain Kangaroo, rubbing his head across the top rope. Oh, man. Kangaroo is down. Kangaroo is not even in the physical condition to be in a
John,
match with this man.
Do
this
you
caliber.
See that the ring announcer, Ted Knight, is on the apron and he's yelling at Tim Allen right now?
Yeah. What's he saying?
Try to get in there. He's saying something to pick on someone your own size. I mean, it's kind of an argument, frankly. What I find amazing, Tim Allen hit him! He hit Ted Knight! Ted Knight fell! He's on the ring floor!
Unbelievable.
This is amazing!
Ted Knight, a former TV Dad Wrestling Alliance champion.
And a former World Boxing champion.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. This guy is no joke. What's going to happen here?
And Captain Kangaroo tied to take advantage. He hits Tim Allen in the back.
No, he comes from behind. Yes, he does! Double axe handle to the back.
Oh, but it's not working.
It's He's a madman. He's coming after him again. And Ted Knight going to the top rope. The referee's not looking. Comes in with a double axe up to the back again of Tim Allen. What the hell's going on here? This is ridiculous.
Now, there's no ring announcer, so I'm just going to call it, ladies and gentlemen, by disqualification.
Yeah, right.
The
obviously.
Winner is Tim Allen.
Yeah. The last man standing
the
wins.
The last man standing. But him, he's still going at it.
Him and Ted Knight are just going at it. They're lefts and rights, and Captain Kangaroo is rolled out. Are they going to have to call it a stretcher? They need to call it a stretcher.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Captain Kangaroo needs a stretcher, bro. They are going at it. They're fighting their way all the way up the ramp back to the arena, back to the locker room, folks.
You're winner.
Unbelievable. To their own music. They're fighting on their...
The last man standing.
Slam on a metal ramp to the ring. Unbelievable. Ted, who knew Ted Knight had that kind of power? Still?
I can't believe he got to the top rope, but he actually
handled
the man.
Unbelievable. They're boxing. It's unbelievable. You know, that goes back to the age old, you know, that's what they say about.
What do they say, John?
Charles Ingalls. It's the real life Charles Ingalls. That the real life boxer versus the real life wrestler is an age old debate. It goes back centuries. It's just the truth.
I got to tell you, I think the wrestler wins. Because if you're obstructed by the rules of professional boxing, right?
Right.
And you're going to face off in the... I mean...
More than just current rules.
Well, no, explain then. Because the debate, in my opinion, the wrestler would always win.
I mean, if they got him on the ground.
Like, did you see Rocky 2? Hulk Hogan facing the meatball.
Did I ever see Rocky? Yes, of course. I live by Rocky.
The wrestler has so much more of a wide variance of things they're allowed to physically do to you in the ring. If a boxer is following the rules of said boxing,
right.
He's going to get demolished by the...
Well, that's going to be the general...
Thunderlips, baby!
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But what I'm saying, Chuck Wepner, Andre the Giant.
Another one. Andre the Giant wins. Undefeated.
You got Antonio Inoki versus Muhammad Ali. You have, this is a debate that goes past any league, any precedents that, you know, the striker. It's MMA, dude. The striker versus the grappler.
So in your mind, you know, is Ted Knight going to reactivate himself? Is he going to try and face Tim Allen in the squared circle?
I have no idea. I'll get to
it. I mean, they're still probably fighting in the back as we speak. This has been the most chaotic program ever. Like, the World's Television Championship may have changed hands. It is a possibility. J.J. Evans, the Duke of Chicago, could be the new World TV champion. But without the title, I don't understand how he could be the champion at all.
I have no idea either. We're just going to have to get this, do the details later, folks. You know, like I said here, TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. The striker versus the grappler goes back decades, if not centuries. It's the truth, man. I mean, like, you know, it depends on which striker and which grappler. I mean, would Rocky Marciano beat Luthez? Would Luthez beat Rocky Marciano?
Where the TV champion bow down? The boy, Vex, where do you do the bow down in the championship?
Mr. Bookman, obviously, I can see that you're upset. And
yeah,
I respect,
calm down, buddy.
But I had nothing
here,
to
have a
do with the belt. Now, boy,
the
championship belt is a very important part of the TV champion now.
There's smoke coming
off
your
you
head.
And you have stolen the belt. Vex, I need the belt back.
Mr. Bookman, I cannot stress to you enough. Sir, I had nothing to do with this. I was simply here. I went to the restroom. If you think that I have the championship belt, obviously I do not. You can search my person. It is not on me right now. Did Johnny steal it? Hey, Johnny's a tabloid reporter. So at the end of the day... So we don't understand...
I'm the guy who was looking out for you.
Mr.
And you're selling me out.
Mr. Bookman, Johnny probably stole it. He stole it. He doesn't have any money.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So he probably hawked it. If you go to like the local pawn shop, I'm sure it's there.
What a guy.
Johnny, you got the belt now, boy. I have spoken to you.
Hey, brother, you don't own the belt. You take that up with TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
Now,
this guy's selling me out, man.
Television championship now. And I want to understand where the 10 pounds of gold and silver that belong to the Duke of Chicago.
With the magenta. I don't know, man. You're going to have to find out on your own, man. I have no idea, brother. Y'all was sitting there with you the whole time.
I can't definitively say that it was
Johnny
Zero.
I never left my work desk.
It's just that Johnny was in proximity of the belt.
I can't believe you would do something like that.
Excuse me, sir. I'm speaking. So, Mr. Bookman.
The fuck are you doing?
The belt could be. It could be at a local pawn shop that Johnny Zero took. Now, ask him if he has the ticket.
What are you talking about? This is all in real time. This is a lie.
You have the ticket there for the bone bell there at the World Television Champion. Yeah.
No. I'm sitting there right with you.
You mind pulling out your pocket, boy? Let me see what you got there in your pants there. I want to get out of there.
Come near my pocket. I'm going to fucking body slam you on the fucking steel girder rail.
I don't appreciate the situation that you boys have done put me into the white devil.
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't even have to answer these questions.
The white devil holding down the World Television Champion.
I'll show you. I got your white devil right
Can
here,
you
buddy.
Stop speaking now? You got to speak over the black man. I told her
that. What the fuck are you talking about? You're calling the show with me. What are you talking about? Get the fuck out.
I don't know why you have to insult our guest, Johnny.
I didn't insult anybody. You fucking sold me out. You said I took some belt.
Hey,
you,
I don't know what you did. You're my friend. You know, I love you to death, but I don't know the
things
you do.
Dude, the televised watching audience saw you with it. Okay? They saw it. They can watch it on YouTube. They can watch it on the thing. I mean, I was here the whole time.
That's our point. So I had the belt, and if I didn't steal it, it had to have been you because you're right next to me.
No, I never left the microphone. You can check the fuck. It's in real time. This is a live fucking broadcast, dude. We're here live. You hear the people, right?
I hear them.
All right. So, like, you can't fake it. I mean, like, I'm not making this shit up.
So did you hand it off to one of your many fans in the crowd?
No.
Is that what happened,
Tom?
No,
fuck no. And it's not about me. It's about the show. But no, I didn't. I was sitting here, and Bookman came up when you went under there and glued on this fake mustache and went into this is your fucking ploy to sell those stash pins, the fucking hair barrettes that go on firm mustaches. I know it is, dude. I seen you left your fucking thing here when you left. I seen it. It's you and you. I seen you with you have a picture next to Mr. Brady, and you're curling up your mustache. You got Raleigh Fink. There's a Raleigh Fingers baseball card in there, man. Come on. I know baseball, man.
So let me get this straight. I just want to reiterate. I go to the men's room to care for my person.
You called us on air.
Can I finish? And you go through my belongings?
No.
And no, you just said it. You went through my things. You just said it.
No.
On the microphone. I'll play it back. RP, I didn't go you got to play it back. Robot Phillips?
You left the fuck.
So you went through my things.
Hey, RP, love you, buddy, but you know what? You were here, too. You seen it. The fucking, you left your shit right here on the thing. I don't know. I don't know where you went. You gave me a phone call. I thought you were in trouble or something.
The TV belt is missing, obviously. So clearly you went through my things.
And you sold me out. You quick sell me up, Schitt's Creek. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? I ain't no boss. I ain't look, horseman style.
Look,
dude.
They're like militant black people. I don't need them in my life, you know?
That ain't like this. What the fuck? You never sell out your boy, man. What the fuck? I don't know. I didn't fucking have none to do. You called me on the telephone and picked it up. I thought you were in trouble. You said you were hiding under a thing, and you had your mustache on, and you're afraid of, you know, Mr. Brady or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck it was. And then you come back, and you got spirit gum on your lip. You got half a fake mustache still on there that you've been trying to, like, what's going on, dude? Like, you know, you're starting to dress in pink. You're wearing mustaches. I mean, what the fuck is going on? Tell us right now on the air, dude. We can't control what goes on in that ring. We know TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake. But this is real. This is between me and you. This is bro to bro. What's going on with you? What is the state of affairs? What's going on, brother? Answer the question, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Breaking news that we're going to have to break away. At this moment, they're calling it the TV Championship Gate. So please hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, this is the press. Thank you so much for gathering around today. There's breaking news that we have lost the World Television Heavyweight Championship title. Now, I work for the state police, and I must advise all of you that we will find the championship, and there is rioting in the streets. People have lost their minds because, hold on, let me see here. Oh, the iceberg, Mr. Brady, lost the title, so people are rioting in one capacity. And then there's a bunch of African Americans that are upset that the championship has been stolen away, and that they get this, hold on, who is, I must check my notes, I apologize. Oh, the Duke of Chicago no longer has the belt. So the belt is missing. So I'm imploring all of you to please, if you go and you see the belt, to turn it in 911 immediately. And we will now take questions from the press corps.
Officer, I got a question here. The reporter on the Beach Street, where exactly have you last seen the world championship title?
Fine question. What happened is the belt was at ringside at the beginning of the contest. And if you look at the videotape, it was there. And to be honest, it vanished in the melee. And unfortunately, we do not know where the belt is at this time. Are there any other questions?
Oh, yeah. If you could advise us, perhaps, do you know if this is related in some capacity to the Clunion at this time?
What the fuck? Anyway, thank you for coming, and hopefully we will locate the belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the press conference from the state police. John, yeah. What are your thoughts at this time?
Buddy, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. I got a phone call. I thought it was my partner. I have no idea. My broadcasting partner. I have no idea, man. I mean, like, where did you go? I mean, like...
Oh, I went to the men's room. I had a diarrhea situation in my belly.
Oh, I understand, buddy.
I unfortunately was unavailable.
Accidents happen, no big deal.
Well, fortunately, not an accident. I got there in time. But sure, I understand.
Look, it was you on the phone, dude. I heard that. I had the phone ring. It was recorded. I'm seeing... Dude, look, man. I've been in theatrics for a long time. And I saw the mustache... You got mustache. Wipe your lip off, will you please? What is that? I mean, did you have like a fake mustache on or something?
So, back to the news at hand. The World Television Championship belt has been stolen. And you're a suspect, Mr. Zero. Because you were here. I wasn't. I was in the men's room. Everybody knows where I was.
I never left the microphone in my
And we
time.
Think you handed the belt off to one of your many tabloid little like...
Tabloid what? There's people. Nothing tabloid about me whatsoever, dude. I'm tired of you pulling this, like, fascist media bullshit out there, dude. Like,
I'm sitting here calling matches, dude. I was here the whole time. That book, Buffalo Butt came up. We had to go to commercial break. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. Like, where were you at? You know, I got a call from my friend. It sounded like you were in a fetal position with a fake mustache.
How do you know it was me? Like, that's what I'm upset. Like, there's
Mean, I've known you for quite a fucking while, man. I mean, I respect that. I think I would know my buddy's voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you were like, you sounded like you were shaking. You were crawled up under the ring apparatus over there, the ramp, and that you were trying to hide the belt. And I know your voice when I hear it. So, you know, if it wasn't you, then hey, maybe, you know, where did you go is the question. Where did you go in the middle of a broadcast? You left your station of work, my friend. What happened?
Listen. I had a bowel issue. I had to use the facility. It was a situation at hand, and I had to go to the men's room and take care of myself. And for some reason, unknown to me, you're accusing me on television of absconding with the World Television Championship.
I'm not accusing you of anything. You called me, first of all, Jack, and I'm telling you that was you on the phone, but it's maybe it could be an impersonator. Maybe you have impersonators out there. I have no idea.
You're highly suspect.
Well, there's a lot of Ronald McDonald's running around out there. I don't know. We don't know which one is the original. There's a lot. I mean, I saw Bozo 27, dude, on a fire truck. And they all wear numbers. They're all embroidered on their little clown outfits. It's unbelievable. The blood and the humanity of the whole thing. It's just ridiculous. But I'm glad you got to relieve yourself. You know, that's fine, but next time let me know. As soon as you left.
Hey, man, when diarrhea is happening, you know, it's just happening. And you got to go with the flow, baby.
I hear you, buddy.
And I had to leave. I can be like, oh, excuse me, John Azir.
I hear it. That's cool.
I have to go use the bathroom.
Hey, TMI, brother. You know what I mean?
Well, you keep bringing it up. You're embarrassing
me.
No,
I'm not embarrassing you.
And then you're like, the cops.
I'm telling you, there's cops and shit around. I'm telling you, I didn't fucking, nobody asked me anything. I'm just sitting here doing my job. It's all in real time, live. I mean, the viewers on television can see me. I mean, you know, if you got something going on, then, you know, that's, you know, glad you got to relieve yourself. But next time, let me know, man. I had Buffalo Butt in here. You didn't happen to eat any of his food, did you?
No, I didn't. I don't know why.
He's got, if you look down here near the, the food area of the arena, he's got food stands. I'm just telling you. I mean, the guy's trying to be the next Don. He wants to be this by his own lips. He wants to be the Don King of
professional wrestling.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't eat.
He's accusatory, man. He came right at my neck. He's like,
eat that. I wouldn't
you
eat
stole
McDonald's
the belt. Nana. All these things I didn't do. I don't appreciate that, frankly.
I don't know. Buddy, all I know is I got a telephone call from you. I thought you was under the ring.
You keep saying this. You can't
rewind the tapes and look for yourself.
Listen to what I'm saying with my mouth. Yeah. A telephone call doesn't have a video accompaniment. So for you to say definitively that I called you on the phone, I'm being framed is what's happening.
I'm with you. I'm going to stick with you all the way. I'm not saying that you weren't framed. I'm just telling you what the rewinded tapes and hear what we heard and tell me that doesn't sound like you. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go against you or anything like that, man.
No, you're besmirching my name. You're bringing up the clothing company that I happen to be sponsored by as if to say this has anything to do with the price of tea in China.
Fans, my rather eccentric co-host he does not understand that we've been given a phone call back. I'm not saying that was you, bud. I'm saying
you literally said it was me. You said rewind.
It sounded like
it's an accusatory fashion.
Oh, I'm telling
you're
you.
Highly
I'm telling
suspect.
I'm
I
telling
think it's a smokescreen because you stole
no, I'm telling you.
The 10 pounds of silver and gold.
I never left the table. It's all in real time. They can see me sitting here.
You handed it off to one of your minions and they vanished
minions.
Into the air.
Like I have minions, right?
I know. I just said it with my mouth.
Yeah, that's crazy. No. Insult me all you want, but no.
You're a tabloid reporter.
I'm not a tabloid.
I'll give you an example. Look what you're dressed like, and look what I'm dressed like. Which one of us has to steal a belt to eat? No, really, let's discuss it.
I don't. Let's do it. I don't know. I looks like more like you're going to be like Phyllis Diller, or.
Why would you besmirch the name of the late Phyllis Diller?
I love Phyllis
negative?
Diller. As
oh, you love Phyllis Diller.
I just didn't
it's
expect.
Negative,
I didn't
then
expect
I would look
my,
like Phyllis Diller.
I just didn't think a man. You know, would you know?
Well, to
like
be
that.
Fair, she was a bit mannish in her appearance.
Phyllis Diller was actually very beautiful. Do you know that?
There was a lot of face work that made her beautiful. Did she
No.
No, come on. It's a cool
No. She played up the Elsa Lanchester Bride of Frankenstein gimmick, you know, to where she would be like, oh, yeah, she's, no, so, you're she's scary. That was part of her shtick.
You're completely wrong, but that's fine. Move right along. The World Television Championship might have changed hands tonight. There's an investigation. I'm not sure who the World TV Champion is. Whoever they are, they're going to face Lamont 2 weeks from tonight in the TV Dad's second annual Battle of the Belts.
The Dreamwalker himself. Yes, I can't wait. BOTB2.
We got to see your little last man standing start a feud with Mr. Ted Knight.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to happen
there.
I don't
know where that's going either. That looks like that could be dangerous.
But ladies and gentlemen, as always, we thank you for tuning in to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Thanks for staying with us, folks.
This is episode 57. We're available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Rock and roll.